Hey guys, Danny Herbeck with the Musky 360 Canada Edition. Once again, I found Joe finally. Joe?
I'm alive, man. I'm alive. I'm awake. I'm here. I've been trying to catch up on some sleep, and that maybe has put a little bit of a hindrance on our fishing report recording, but I'm awake right now, very awake. I got some good sleep last night, and I just stepped inside some air conditioning, the air con here, which is quite nice.
Yeah, the last couple days here have been real heaters, but I can tell you what, you know, we had that little cool down last week, and I thought, oh boy, here we go, it's game time. That was not the case for me. It kind of actually slowed fishing down. The fish weren't, you know, up moving around as much. They're kind of a little hard to find. And, you know, the last few days it started to warm up. You know, we got the full moon kind of coming up here in a few days. And it's been really good. The fish have been up, been moving around. Some big fish biting. We had a 3-fish morning yesterday. One was 51 inches, so I can't really complain about that. And, you know, we shut her down before it got too hot, and the water temps, you know, were starting to kind of creep up there a little bit, and we made the smart move. We got to work early, and we pulled the pin.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I've been having better luck as of recently here. It was kind of strange for a pretty good stretch there. The fishing wasn't anywhere like what I was expecting it to be like with
it was really weird, man. Like we had that nice cool down, which was awesome. But then what came with it was a pile of wind, and you couldn't really fish where you wanted to fish. And so you were, you know, tucking behind stuff, and it just, when you get those big blows like that, it's not conducive for being real productive, unfortunately.
Man, that wind was brutal. On Friday, I think it took us 2 hours to get back in on a stretch of water that normally would probably take about 20 minutes. It was insane. I think, I don't know what the wind was, but it came out of nowhere. You know, normally you get a little bit of a warning that something like that is going to happen. And looking at the clouds and stuff and the forecast, you would have never thought that it was going to be that bad. And it didn't quit. We were out there. All of a sudden, it started getting worse and worse and worse. And pretty soon, I was like, I don't know if we can deal with this. And then it kept getting worse and worse. And by the time we got in, the wind was blowing so hard, the spray from the port side of the boat was landing about 20 feet on the starboard side of the boat. And I had water getting pushed into my skull so hard, you wouldn't even believe it. It was crazy. But we made it back without too much damage. And the wind up. And then now just the last few days here, and today we got a little bit of a breeze out there, but yesterday it was like glass, and it was harsh.
Finally blew herself out, let's say that.
Yeah, but the fish cooperated for us yesterday. The fish have been, I'd say, kind of like starting to set up, and they've been popping off pretty good here the last couple days. But up until just the last couple days, yeah, we were working hard to get one or two fish in the boat each day, and wasn't finding really any sort of consistency on anything for the most part. And now hopefully I think that's going to straighten out here. So,
yeah, I mean, the full moon always brings, just like the new moon, it always brings a lot of those big girls up and, you know, where we're fishing for them and visible, and kind of, you know, you got to play it. I mean, one thing we do have to with this heat is the guy needs to really pay attention to the water temps. I mean, it is getting, you know, at the peak of the day up to that kind of dangerous level. But, like, I don't know if you're seeing this on Lake of the Woods or not. If you run a little ways, there's basins that are, like, 4 or 5 degrees colder than other basins. And that's kind of what I've been doing is, you know, basin hop until I can find, you know, better, more optimal water temps for the fish. You know what I mean? I'm not – sitting out there slugging away and beating on them at that 78 to 80 degree mark, which, you know, can be a recipe for disaster. Or get up early and fish, you know, fish till noon and pull the pin, you know, is one thing I can kind of recommend. And it seems like the fish, the majors have been kind of correlating with earlier in the day. They're going to start, as the week progresses, they're going to start creeping up later into the afternoon here. But, you know, the fish were, you could definitely tell once the major had, even halfway through the major, the activity was starting already to fade. Leading into that major, I mean, there was multiple fish on every spot. They were flying around. They're doing musky things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It was exciting last few days to see that for sure. And then, it was, you know, our water temps at the angle here are kind of riding in the mid 70s, and there's always that option on Lake of the Woods is just travel further north and you'll find some more favorable water temps. Although, surprisingly enough, I think the water temps right around the angle here haven't been climbing. I guess I've been fishing more of the main lake areas and some current stuff. I suppose closer to the angle there may be some high water temps, but it seems to be pretty good everywhere else. I think there's a lot of water pushing through the system right now with the rain that has fallen further upstream, and we haven't got a ton here, but Rainy Lake and the south end there has been getting tons of rain. So I think that's been what's keeping it cooler. So,
yeah,
it's nice to, the last few days here, kind of see fish doing what you would expect them to be doing, but it's been tough. So.
Yeah. Last week was real grindy. It was kind of a letdown. I was expecting bigger things to happen last week with, you know, the water temp dropped like 6-7 degrees in a real quick hurry, and I thought it was going to fire them up, and it did the complete polar opposite. It kind of shut them down. You know, as far as, you know, what I'm looking for on Eagle right now, it's just that time of year where if you're fishing spots that don't have walleyes on them, you might as well pull the pin and move right away. If you're not seeing any sort of life, walleye life, you better get moving to find it. It's very evident. It's almost like to the cast when you start seeing walleyes, you know, under the boat or around the boat. There's a muskie right there. They're babysitting the walleyes big time right now. I'm still fishing a little bit of everything. There's fish in the weeds. I've been shying away from them just because, you know, back in a lot of those bays, the water temps have been a little bit warmer. I've been sticking out to more of the main lake complexy stuff. And there's fish, you know, all up and down those rock bars from, you know, right on top. You know, there's some fish up in that 6, 5, 6, 8 foot mark. And then there's fish, you know, down that secondary break at, you know, 10 to 14 type deal. And, it's just, you know, same program. Been slinging rubber, crankbaits. I haven't thrown much for topwaters, not to say that they won't come up and eat one, especially in the evening. The big kind of the breadwinner here lately has been that Savage Gear 3D Crosstail. I think I've been catching a lot of my fish on that. I think a lot of the fish are just kind of starting to get tubed out a little bit and used to seeing them, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, we've been through that tough stretch there. We were kind of, I was kind of hitting a little bit of everything. It seemed like where I guess I was finding them most consistently was in the weeds. And even the last couple of days here, a few fish in the deeper cabbage type stuff and just working them with suics, you know, like those really high sun, calm days like yesterday and hot. I have good luck with dive and rise, weighted dive and rise baits. Whether it's through the weeds or on the rocks, those seem to always kind of bring up some fish, but saw some good bucktail action the last couple days. And I hope that that continues here for the next few days. It's definitely the bucktails hadn't been really very productive for me up until just the last few days here. So, at least not the main thing. So, but, it seems like the fish are starting to move on to that main lake rock stuff pretty consistently here. So hopefully that keeps rolling in that direction.
Yeah, we are getting to, you know, the best few days of the moon cycle here coming up. So those fish are going to start to be, you know, just that next level of activity. So they'll will, you know, a little bit more apt to chase a bucktail and that stuff. I really think, you know, the next few days to come here are going to be good if I haven't looked at the long range weather, as long as something crazy doesn't happen here and kind of euchre us as far as weather wise. You know, we got nice stable weather. Yeah, it's not ideal by any means temperature wise, but it's stable. And that's about all you can ask for leading into this full moon type deal.
Yeah, I think that, you know, tomorrow we're going to have some weather. Looks like some scattered thunderstorms throughout the day here. And a few more days of kind of hot up until through the weekend. And then it looks like next week it starts to break from the real crazy heat. Maybe a little bit of a front, although nothing serious. So I think things will be setting up pretty nicely here. I don't know. Yeah, it's been kind of a weird week. I don't have a whole lot to report on myself. I know there's been some big fish caught the last few days here. Unfortunately, we weren't able to put any of those big ones in our net, but it's good to see that. And, you know, there's a lot of guys out there musky fishing right now. That's for sure. There's seeing plenty of other musky boats.
Yeah, I would say the lake's going to get busy, you know, leading into this full moon. It always seems like the full moon of July is when the onslaught kind of comes, which, I mean, I don't blame people. I mean, it's if you're going to play your cards, it's the best poker hand you can get for the month of July, right? So we'll see what it brings. But, I mean, it's been, you know, this year this has been one of the more challenging seasons. I don't know if you could agree with that.
Yeah.
And I'm leading it, you know, I'm blaming it on the late spring, and it's just really weird. Like the fish, when you think like the water cooling down after a really hot spell and, you know, you get that cold front kind of move in, that would normally, it just fires them up. And like I said, it just completely shut them down. And now the water's creeping, you know, warming back up, and the fish are fired back up again. And it was that same way, you know, a couple weeks ago when we had that major heat, flat, calm, slicked out. I mean, I had 19 fish that week up to well over 50 inches. And I mean, it was not optimal musky conditions by any means at all, but it's like they're craving the warm water this year. And it's normally when we get this warm water, it kind of, you know, shuts things down. And I'm just thinking, you know, with that late spring, you know, we're seeing these hot surface temps, but the true temperature down below isn't quite what it should be. And that's why those fish are craving this warm water.
I think that would be about the best way to sum it up here. I've kind of been saying that fish are acting like the water is cooler than it is. And we have more favorable water levels this year. So you'd think that the water would be, you know, warming through the column a little bit better, but they certainly had been acting like the water was colder than it was for quite a while. But yeah, I think maybe now things have finally started to even out some, hopefully. And I think it's good things to come here, at least.
It's crazy, like how we had sustained 78 to almost 80 degree water surface temp, and then the wind blew for like 3 days and it was instantly 69 degrees. So it goes to show you that it's really not that warm a few feet down, you know?
Yeah, the water hadn't really equalized yet throughout the water column, it seemed like, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
I mean, even the walleyes are staying, you know, this is August. I mean, basically it's August now. And the walleye should be down, you know, 24, 30 feet by now. I mean, shit, today, the average depth I fished was 5 to 12 feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yep. the walleyes are still staying shallow. So that goes to show you that, I mean, they're acting like it's the beginning of July, not the end of July. Which makes a lot of sense. I mean, the ice went out 3 weeks earlier or 3 weeks later this year than it had the last how many years?
Yeah. You know? Yep. Yeah, no, it's definitely, yeah, and then the mayfly hatch being extended out so long, too, is kind of another indicator.
The mayflies are still hatching.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still getting hatches. Every morning you go out, there's still husks on the surface. There's still mayflies in the boat. It's August, you know, like it shouldn't be happening. It's been a challenging year. You got to stay on your toes every day. It's not just a normal milk run. Every day is a little different. You got to kind of roll with the punches every day to stay productive, it seems like.
Yep. It's one of those years where having any prior experience is probably more of a problem than a help. You know, it's like it's, you really got to take each day as it comes. So that's kind of reminds you to fish the lake as it comes, you know.
Yep, for sure. That's great advice. Obviously, if you're rolling up here this week, you know, go fish what's worked for you in the past. But I mean, don't be afraid to start thinking outside the box, fishing a little bit shallower type stuff. You know, and especially one thing I'm noticing too, you know, with just this year with the added pressure, you know, a forward-facing sonar, everybody's getting to be better anglers. You know, the old tried and true glory holes that, you know, get ran 3-4 times a day. Yeah, there's still fish there, but they are really, really, really tough to get to bite. I'm spending more time now fishing stuff and looking for new stuff than I ever have. And it seems like when you do find fish on that, you know, a little bit more slippery type of spots that don't get fished very often, those fish are definitely a lot more eager to bite. So, you know, like for instance, I'm starting a spot earlier. I'm maybe running a spot a little farther, just to try and encounter those fish that aren't being harassed as much. I'm fishing, you know, a lot of smaller rock piles that I would never consider casting for muskies just because they don't have the complexity to them. That type of stuff. I'm not, you know, fishing just the juice nonstop. I'm fishing a lot of secondary type stuff, and it seems like that's kind of where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And another thing I always have good luck with this time of year, is downsizing too. And that's kind of what worked out for us yesterday. But, you know, running smaller stuff, smaller blades, smaller little jerk baits and things like that. You know, the bass guys always seem to really crack a bunch of muskies this time of year. And I finally kind of started putting that to use last year, and it worked out. So,
you know how many muskies get caught that week of KBI on a chatterbait?
Oh, so many.
You know what I mean? Like chatterbaits, square bills, all that stuff. A lot of muskies get caught on bass gear here coming up real soon.
A guy by the name of Danny Gibbons that he made the Danny bait, which was something I used to use religiously, but he made a real small, he called it the Dace, about a 4-inch little crankbait, floating crankbait that he always told me he made that bait just for this time of year. And when it comes time to downsize, and I never really figured it out until just recently here. And it's definitely something that the muskies, I think that's been a pattern that a lot of guys overlook for a long time. And so downsizing is a good option coming up here.
I think a lot of it is too. I mean, you got to think, obviously there's a lot of anglers out there, and we all throw pretty much the same size baits, right? All 7 to 10 inch baits.
Yep.
And, it's just, once again, it's something a little different, something that they haven't seen, kind of might fool a few fish that normally wouldn't engage, a bigger bait. And I mean, let's face it, we're not always starving to death either,
Yeah. No, they want to
And
look for an easy, they just want to find an easy meal, so.
sometimes we just want a little snack, Joe.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
No, man, I'm looking forward to the next few days, and I'm sure we'll be in touch, or I'll be trying to contact you anyway, whether that is successful or not, I don't know. But we will circle back after the full moon and see if we know what we're talking about anyway.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, I like that. That sounds like a plan, Danny.
All right, man. Well, you have a good evening, and we'll be in touch.
All right, we'll check you later.
All right, bye, Joe.
Bye.